We're live.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Mega 64 Podcast. I am trying to break the Guinness World Record for fastest man who can speak alive.
You remind me of that Micro Machines guy.
What?
The Micro Machines guy?
Yeah. The guy who could talk really fast?
Yeah.
He would sell the Micro Machines. He'd be doing a talk like
Not only did he sell Micro Machines, he sold Rice-A-Roni. He sold spaghetti. He sold life insurance. He sold all kinds of stuff. Because back in the 90s, when he was doing commercials, he was the fastest talker alive. He was from Boston.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Boston. You can give him a run for his money, though.
Man from Boston.
Are you okay?
There's a lot of vines all over me.
Vine is dead, dude. That's not true.
I moved the vine off me once and the tree fell over, so I just don't want to mess with
it. Oh.
Too soon.
That's why the tree fell over. See, before we started the podcast tonight, the tree fell over, and I asked Sean what he did, and he said nothing.
I said I sat down.
He said I sat down.
There's a fucking vine here.
But now the truth comes out. I took it, and I cast it off of me. And the whole set collapsed.
Yeah, I took the vine off of my body.
I got vines too.
Yeah.
Theme song.
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich.
Hey, I don't know if we're coming or going, or up is down and left is right. I don't know what's going on, but welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, Alexa. Welcome, Alexa. Buy Mega 64 merch and merch. So hopefully we got
some purchases. Can you turn off Alexa? Alexa, turn off.
No, you can't.
You can't?
Jeez.
We were talking about home assistants.
Yeah.
Smart homes.
Smart homes.
I hope everybody heard my radio setup because I'm not repeating it.
No one on Tuesday will know what you're talking about.
What
was it?
I bought a super powerful FM transmitter and I plugged it into my Amazon Echo. So anybody within 50 yard radius of my house is under my control. Pirate radio.
Ooh.
Pirate. That's all.
You have your own little station.
Yeah, I tested it out because I took a radio and I walked around my block to see if I could get it. And it made me feel really cool. Like, for a second, I really wanted to get into, like, radio, radio broadcasting.
You should broadcast just for your block and tell them the news of what's going on your neighborhood.
Put up signs.
You could.
I could plug a microphone into it. I could put up a sign that says, tune into this station.
Derek Radio.
Hey, this is Derek Radio.
And then what I could do I could Bluetooth my phone to my Echo, and then anything I play through my phone goes out over the radio waves.
Nice.
And that's all NFSW stuff.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
I'm watching YouTube dark.
Do you remember the behind the scenes on the Haggard, the movie Haggard?
Where they
would drive by, there was a car, used car lot that had their own radio station, but you could only get it as you passed by that station.
Yeah.
And they were like, what is the point of that? Like, who's going to set it to that just from here to here?
I know the point. It's so that
it's like
on that
stop
car
at a light, but yeah.
On that car lot, all the radios can play that station.
So yeah, I guess so.
They can control the music.
Because they had signs like, turn it to this station.
Yeah, they could broadcast just for that lot.
What did they broadcast? Like advertising?
Yeah, they would talk about the cars.
This is a constant
stuff.
Commercial.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If you're in a car buying a lot, switch on the radio, guess what station it's on?
They said it was like if you were stopped at that stoplight, you could hear some stuff. But otherwise, you just, yeah.
Well, that's what it's like at my house.
Oh, there
you only got a block.
Yeah.
Derek Radio.
Does anybody here have Google Home? Like in this room?
No. I went all
because that's a big contender, but I don't know anybody who has it, to be honest. Everyone I know has Amazon.
Dude, Amazon came out first and
they own that
it's
market.
The best.
Yeah, it was easy. It was easy to set up, it was cheap. I just went with those.
Now I should say I waited and I waited to see what Apple would do.
You were patient.
And I was.
Rocco's an Apple fanboy.
I am Apple cucked. So you know what, Sean? I've said Apple cucked on this show enough. I think it's time to edit an awesome Apple cucked opening.
Oh, do it.
For more than a decade, our intention has been to create more fluid. More fluid. More fluid. Haptic feedback.
Wow, that intro
was
awesome.
I didn't play anything.
Oh,
Apple cucked.
Well, anyway, just edit a cool thing for me.
Okay.
Anyway, So I waited. This last week, it finally came out after being delayed 1,000 times. Mm. HomePod came out, and I got one.
Ooh.
I think the best review that I've heard of HomePod was on, I think it was The Verge, and it was basically, this is the point of no return for Apple fans.
Whoa.
And it was a good review. The device is excellent. Sound quality. So in terms of sound quality, it has the best of any of these speakers.
Because it's got its own speaker built into it.
Oh, it's got like 16 tweeters and like, it's got like, it's got incredible. It fills a room.
And one little thing.
So that's what they clearly focused on was sound quality.
They have to find their niche somehow.
So that was their niche, is sound quality.
Okay.
The assistant part of it is Siri, and Siri is dumb.
I hate Siri.
So, yeah. Siri will never be as good as Amazon or Google, because those companies like have all this info on everything. And Siri is just like, just ask me to play a band.
Why is Apple playing catch up to all the other companies? They should be innovating.
Well, because
don't be imitating. You're Apple.
Well, I think in terms of this, they're not trying to be, they're not trying to play so far to the intelligent assistant part of it, because they don't collect info on you, so they have nothing. It's like you could ask them the weather, and that's it. You know, I mean, you could do more than that, but yeah. They don't really build a profile on you, because that's never been their MO. They don't collect stuff, so they'll never know as much. You know what I mean? Like, they really just are already losing in that department.
You know.
But in terms of sound quality, it's great. But the review on The Verge, the reason why it said this is the moment, the point of no return for Apple fans, is because it is like really like you, it's that device is good if you are locked in on Apple everything. Otherwise, there is nothing to gain from it. It's like, yeah, it talks, it communicates and knows everything about your Apple Music subscription. Okay, well, okay, do you subscribe to that? You know, it's like it is a device to communicate to every Apple thing you have. Or if you have HomeKit devices like Hue light bulbs or whatever, it's like, so if you're getting this, you either are in on all that stuff or you have to be, and that's it.
Well,
and that's
the good news best for review you ever. Is that you are in on all that stuff.
As a certified Apple cup.
I mean, everything you named, you have.
Yeah.
It's good, yeah.
I'm trying to think of an Apple thing that came out recently that you don't have. And I honestly can't tell you. A book?
Yeah.
The Apple book? Did you get that?
No, I didn't get the book.
Okay, well, the book. Yeah. Everything else, I can't think of you have.
Look, this is going to sound like I'm insulting Rocco.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to sound like I'm insulting Rocco. I'm not. This is just the truth of the matter.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Apple could make like a smart shit. Like, it's a piece of plastic machinery that the computer actually just poops out.
But it's Wi-Fi enabled.
Yeah, and I think he would get it.
No.
No, I think he would. I think he'd be like, yo, that's funny, and it's Apple, so I'm going to get it.
But let me
tell
you. No,
that's like Supreme and the whole like hype beast bullshit.
Yeah.
That's a little too far. I don't think he's that
I think
far.
That I
he's
would.
Apple cut. He's self-proclaimed
he is,
Apple.
He is.
But the reason why I am that way is they put their greatest emphasis on presentation and I love their presentation. Mm. Everything talks to each other and works beautiful.
I think that if I could afford to be Apple cucked, I would be. But it's expensive. It's an expensive path to go down.
I have very few living expenses.
I have the iPhone.
And people I know who work at Apple. That helps too.
I'm like halfway there. I'm like Apple cucked on a budget though. Mm. Like I got an old MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my primary laptop at home. I bought my brother-in-law's Apple Watch this January off of him because he upgraded, got a new one. I do like the iPhone, and I'm definitely bought into the iTunes music service. That's where I buy my music.
Right.
But this is an iPhone 6. It's an older phone.
Yeah.
And I feel like all my stuff work. I do like how it does all work together really well.
Right.
But then, like, for the digital assistants and stuff, I went like, oh, dude, Echo Dots are $30.
Yeah, it really...
I could put two of those in my
house. The Apple
one
is only, like, they went all in on sound quality. It's the best sounding one, but otherwise it doesn't.
Well, I woke up from the Apple Matrix a few years ago, almost not by choice. I got a new cell phone for Christmas one day. My family's like, here, we got you an Android. And I was like, I already have an iPhone. All right, let me try this thing. Mm. And I was done with Apple
uh-huh.
from that point on.
Damn.
Because that was back when the phone was bigger than Apple.
Yeah.
You could put any app on it because, you know, you didn't have to jailbreak your iPhone.
True. Yeah.
And it was not as expensive. And it's, you know, it was a slow evolution to where I kind of just weeded Apple out of my life. And now I don't know if I'll ever go back.
Where do you buy music?
I don't buy music.
True.
Honestly, everything.
Just stream.
Everything is on YouTube. All music, the entire human musical catalog for all history is on YouTube.
Pretty much.
So I just plug my phone into my aux cable in my car, and I stream stuff on YouTube.
He's got one of those aux things. Yeah. I wish I had that. Mm-hmm. I have Apple Music, and I fucking love that.
Yeah, me too.
I've never gone there.
Yeah, I love it.
It's because I don't buy music anymore. I don't need to. Mm-hmm. And it's I was spending probably about like $10 a month buying an album, buying songs, whatever. And this is that same $10. I'm just having the entire iTunes catalog on my phone. So
the one thing YouTube doesn't have, no Beatles.
Ah.
Oh, that gets taken down.
The Beatles. Apple has the Beatles, right?
Yep.
The Beatles are Apple cucked.
Yep.
That's the one thing.
Beatles are Apple
that's cucked. The one thing I have to have my own copy of.
Apple but Records. You can, that's why.
You can put music on your phone, just, you know, off your computer. So
sure.
I make it work.
You know, I have a Sonos sound system. And
same here.
That sounds so good that I don't know.
That's what I tuned my Echo Dots into. So once that all came out, I got the Echo Dots talking to the Sonos. And it's like, that's when I don't really use the Home Assistant for anything other than play this song, play this radio station.
Cool. I didn't think about that.
And then like turn on this light, turn off this light. That's really, I'm not asking her to play a game or tell me a story or what's the fucking weather like. Set timers. That's the other thing. Setting timers is useful.
I have an Echo Dot in my room.
Yeah.
And about 2 months ago, I asked it to tell me a bedtime story.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was around Christmas time, and it told me a really good bedtime story. I was like laid up in bed. I was like, Echo, tell me a bedtime story. Okay. And it started telling me some story about an elf that worked for Santa Claus. I was like, interesting. It went on for like 30 minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And by the end of it, I was like all relaxed. I was like, yo, that was a legit good bedtime story.
I've never used it for that kind of stuff.
I just did it on a whim.
I kept annoying my aunt because over Christmas I kept saying, well, I'm sorry, everybody at home, but Alexa, beam me up. Beam me up, Scotty. Have you done that?
No. Yeah.
Oh, you're in for a treat. Oh.
It makes the whole noise.
Oh, licensed sound effects and everything. It makes the there's, like next generation.
There's a couple things on the Echo that are like that. I think you can ask for a Lord of the Rings quote.
Oh, okay.
Can you ask for a scary story?
You might be able to.
Alexa, fuck me up.
I asked for a Bible quote from Alexa once, and it just went, Jesus wept.
What? Whoa, that's a short quote.
Yeah.
That's some passive aggressive.
Some Hellraiser shit.
And then I got a little bit scared. I was like, what the fuck are they trying to tell me?
That's scary. I just want to say real quick, going back to the Apple thing, though, let me just reemphasize as well.
Mm.
In all these years of being Apple cucked, I will say this, and this is a factor, that like almost not once have I paid full price for an Apple product.
Okay. That's true too.
I had very strong connections at the Apple company.
Humble brand.
Inside man.
And so that does play a factor because in all honesty, like their computers are fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe I wouldn't have that. And really, the reason I do like all the Apple shit is its interconnectivity. If you are all in on all the Apple shit, it just works so well. But if I didn't get the discounts that I got, would I have been that way? I don't know. That's a good question. So I don't know. But that's just my perspective.
That's a cover story.
Yeah.
He's blowing so much cash on Apple.
So much.
He doesn't want to admit it.
I'm paying double the price. Just to get it straight from Tim Cook. Tim Cook, as I like to call him. Because we're friends.
He likes it.
And he goes, thank you for that, Nick. This is the number one nickname in the world.
So the Olympics started.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes. Let's talk about it's big. It's big news. There's this
excited?
Thing called the Olympics.
I'm so excited.
The only footage
this
I've
is the
seen.
Only time. Like,
hey,
look, Sean gets happy.
Oh,
yes. Can I say something? Sean gets happy once every 2 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's for the Olympics.
That's true. Yeah. I'm usually in a pit of despair until that happens. It
pulls me up for a little bit. The only thing he's living for.
The only footage I've seen is we've talked about it, but we're all getting the new studio together and set up and everything. Setting up all our individual offices, setting up the grand scheme of everything. But the only footage I've seen is the first thing Sean got up in his office was an Apple TV streaming NBC to play the Olympics on a big wall-mounted TV. And it was like, you're wearing a curling shirt. There's curling on television. I'm just like, holy fuck, you're like...
I'm in.
You're probably
now, in that. I feel like last Olympics, NBC dropped the ball with their broadcast of it. I felt like I could never watch what I wanted to see on the Olympics. And I feel like they're doing better this time around.
Well, here's the thing. The opening ceremony was fucking terrible, like usual.
Oh, no.
And at the end, they said, and if you want to see the opening ceremony without our commentary, click to this. It's like, this is the fucking end. You tell me this now?
Their commentary sucked.
Yes. Yeah. So bad.
I enjoyed it because they would show like children playing and then they'd walk through a portal and see themselves older. And, you know, and the whole time they're going, wow, so these are children. This is the act of play. And what all these different communities do is they have their children play together. And something that children do when they're young is they do play. And it's stuff that's like, you don't need to explain
it. It's a bunch of senior citizens basically having senior citizen moments. Yeah. Like they're just explaining stuff. So that they never shut up. Like, they want to hear the sound of their own voice.
And they gotta keep talking. There's one point where they said, listen to this song. It really is just a classic inspiration of the old heritage. It's like, you just said listen to the song, and you're talking over the song. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just great. I mean, this person's voice, it just has a certain tone to it that, you know, for years has enlightened people.
You just told me to look.
Yeah, it's like, you keep talking about the sound, but you've talked over it.
Also, there's just something, with this Olympics, they kept citing, like, Asian culture, and it was just the tone of their voice. It's like you have no idea what you're talking about, and you're reading off a fact sheet.
A prompter. Yeah.
Well, my
you notice they're all wearing white, and in Korean culture, this country used to be known as the land where people wore white, and that's just something very significant. And it's like, just shut up.
Yeah.
My favorite thing that they've been doing is all the great praise for Kim Jong-il, who's there now? Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Sister.
Oh, his sister steals the show. Again, look at Kim Jong-un's sister at the Olympics. What? She's just stealing the show. It's like, this is a really...
thought he assassinated all his family.
Yeah. A lot of people going, starving in her.
She looks scared.
In there.
Well,
yeah.
So wait, she's there in place of him?
Yes. Well, it's like Mike Pence is there in place of Trump.
Yeah,
it's a big deal. I don't know if you know, but... North Korea and South Korea
have
joined together to like form a super Korean team. Yeah.
But I just love that they're treating them like the Kardashians. Oh, look what she just struts out in this! What a cute outfit! What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought it was really funny. So the Olympic hockey team for Korea is North and South, and that's like a big they're playing on the same team. That's like a big step. And so the captain was a South Korean captain, and she was interviewed about it. Like, well, the North Koreans aren't good, so I'm probably just gonna bench them and play us because I want to win.
Yeah,
and then the second that happened, I'm like, she's gonna get so many fucking phone calls from dignitaries or leaders saying you're not doing that. You're going to play half and half.
So. Yeah, the thing that I saw, enough about Korea, this is what grinded my gears, what burns my chops. Mm. Mm-hmm. There's a woman.
Uh-oh.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, there's a woman racing bobsled for Jamaica this year.
Okay, yeah.
Where would you think she was born?
In Jamaica?
New Jersey.
Well, fuck.
They do that a lot.
New Jersey.
Okay.
What? Why is that allowed?
Because
is her family Jamaican?
She probably has dual citizenship.
Her dad is from Jamaica.
Okay.
But she's from America.
Yeah, but what they do is, a lot of times, I don't know about her, but a lot of times the person is not good enough to make the American bobsled team, but they are good enough to make the Jamaican bobsled team or whatever country it may be for that particular sport, and so they
I think she raced for America at the last Winter Olympics.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Well,
now she's
just traitor.
Traitor.
Hey.
Trading.
I'll do whatever I have to do to be an Olympian.
Yeah.
I have to take this hat off and put a Team France on to get those rings.
Whoa.
Yeah. Really?
France,
what if you had to train at a sport every day and get really good?
Nope. Well, I think here's the No, the ship has sailed on that.
Okay.
For me.
The one thing he's not willing to do.
I'm too old for that.
He's aged out.
He won't do anything for my prime. But he won't do that.
I'm not 17 anymore, guys.
Wait, so, yeah. Curling isn't that demanding.
You know, I was looking at that. I've been watching a lot of curling, thinking I could.
Yeah.
You there's could be a the lot of there's the... a lot of 40-year-olds in the Olympics. They're mostly 40.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, probably mostly 40.
And they have your bod. It's like very slender and muscular.
I think I could do. Thank you.
An Olympian.
I think I could do like archery.
Ooh.
Right?
Well, how good are you?
No, bad.
Oh, then very you bad. Then I don't think you could do very archery. Bad.
Yeah. Anyways, I know I'm just gonna carry the torch in the 2020 Olympics, and that's all I want to do. So that's I'm training for that.
Yeah, that's his
all
goal.
Right, get ready, everybody. He's gonna do it.
But so sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of the Olympians, especially for America, when they enter the arena for opening ceremonies, they're recording it on their cell phone.
Yeah.
We were just talking about
what
this.
The
yeah.
Fuck?
And I feel like, I don't know, just live the moment.
Yeah. We were saying the same thing. I think the networks have it covered.
Yeah.
they're filming.
In 4K.
What are you going to show your grandkids? Like, yo, check out the cell phone of me in the Olympics. And it's all shaky.
I feel.
Welcome to the Olympics.
I feel the same way about it as I feel about at concerts.
Yeah. I want to remember
which
this
is,
podcast.
Which is, I think it's
somebody else has got it covered.
Well, yeah, but I think, hey, you were there. You do want to, you know, signify you were there. When I'm at a concert, I get like a couple cool pictures, and oh, they're playing an awesome song. 5 second clip, cool, and that's about all I need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like I don't use it at all. But I get just the, you know what I mean?
But you
otherwise,
see,
just sit, otherwise, like, you know, I'm not someone who's cranky about, oh, you're using your cell phone. I'm not like that, but I also feel like it doesn't really benefit everybody or anybody to go the whole time.
You see those people, though, and it's not just like, oh, there's two guys doing it.
No, it's like a Facebook Live streaming.
Half of
and
the
I don't
fucking
get it.
People.
No one's watching it.
Now, you told no me, I think, you went to the first concert where they started using those bags?
No, I haven't. I didn't go.
We're going to.
Someone is going.
Jack White's upcoming concert.
Yeah.
They've started.
They are electronic bags. And when you get there, they have a pouch. You put your phone in the pouch, lock it. And when you pass over a certain threshold, it stays locked.
You can't electronically, it's locked. You can't open the bag.
If
but you
leave the threshold, then they're open.
You,
and
keep,
you can take it out.
You keep your phone in on your pocket in the bag.
Yeah.
It's just locked.
Yeah.
And they're doing it at comedy shows. Wait, they're doing it at
Chris,
concerts.
Comedy shows makes more sense.
I am so fucking into this idea. And people
really?
That,
you're into this idea?
People that bitch, fuck you.
Now here's the thing.
Don't come. No, stay home.
But that's
well, I'm about to bitch about it.
Yeah. Me too. Me too.
Well, I feel like...
I have some thoughts.
Look, okay. I get it. Society sucks. Everybody sucks. We've come to a point where we can't trust people to have their phones.
Yeah.
And so this is what it's come to. But you're going to ban people? Like, what right do you have
it's
to
not,
ban people?
You're not banned if you don't want to put your phone in the bag and have it, you know, basically inaccessible to you until you leave the building, then you don't have to buy the ticket.
I just feel like, okay, so Jenny and I are both going to Jack White.
Yeah.
What if a kid starts choking at home, or like, what if
then you can walk outside?
But
how would he know?
How would I know?
How would he know?
Because your phone would be vibrating like crazy.
To be fair,
if your phone is calling and calling,
but then you gotta leave.
I have to. I get it. I especially at comedy shows, because a lot of comedians have been getting a lot of shit.
They're working stuff out.
Here's the thing, yeah, with comedians, I will say this: comedians can't work on material anymore. Because they'll do a joke and, ooh, that landed wrong. Well, I won't do that again. Well, somebody uploaded it to Twitter. You know, it's shit. So I get that. I get that.
You know how Michael Richards, he's working on all those jokes?
Just imagine how funny Michael Richards
I'm
would be
saying,
if nobody uploaded that video.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
He'd still
that's
be performing.
True.
That's not good.
That's a good point.
But I do want to say this. Here comes the return of the Apple cuck. I'll be getting all my messages on
which
my
true. Which
watch.
I will tell whoever is watching my kids.
Okay, well,
hey,
then you see the process
me,
has been defeated. If he's getting it through his Apple Watch, let's lose the fucking badge.
But here's the thing. He can't turn his Apple Watch on and, like, film the whole thing.
Exactly.
And, like,
so
show
it works
it.
Out.
Yeah.
Yo, hey. Check it out, motherfuckers. I'm bringing a dummy phone to the concert. I'm bringing my old iPhone. It doesn't even turn on. Dropping it in the bag. Oh, I still got my Android.
See,
I'm gonna show up with a dummy phone, yeah. Maybe two dummy phones.
If you're smart enough of a bootlegger to do that, like, yeah, hey, you're going the extra mile, you're doing your thing, go, more power to you there. But I had to think about it for a long time, and yeah. I was with you guys at first. I was like, fuck that. I don't want to be babysat. I'm an adult. I keep my phone in my pocket. But then I realized every fucking buddy else can't be disciplined with their cell phone as me.
Sure.
So this creates an environment where everyone's paying attention. Everyone's into the fucking act on the stage trying to film shit.
It should be a self-policing environment. Society as a whole should say, hey, fucker, put your fucking phone away. Jack White, the performer, shouldn't have all the power to say, no.
I take your phone.
Not at my concert. I agree with that.
Rocco and I saw Jack White a couple years ago, three years ago.
And I thought they handled it perfectly.
Before the show, the guy said, hey, everyone, let's not film and record this. We have a professional photographer here taking pictures and upload this whole concert. Yeah. Go on our site after this, download anything you want. It's yours.
Yeah. And he stood up there on stage and said, like, let's enjoy it tonight.
Let's all be here together. Let's just enjoy this.
We'll record it for you. Don't worry about it. Thanks. And that night, people didn't use their phones.
Like, that to me, you handled it.
I saw a few people. Perfect. Well, hey, I saw some people, you know, do exactly what I talked about. Hey, you know what? Oh, Jack White just came right over here. Done.
Yeah.
And I thought that was well done. It was like, hey, people, you know, they honestly made it awkward.
Yeah,
because
they did.
People didn't want to be like, you know.
Because everyone was on the same page.
So I thought that was perfect. I think it's a little hardcore. Yeah,
do that
locking
again.
Locking them away. To me,
are you allowed to,
I don't know,
bring a disposable camera?
I'm sure.
Are you allowed to bring?
I don't know about that.
Flash photography, I think security comes over to you if there's like flashes going off, unless you're registered press and in the press pit doing stuff. But I think you can still bring that kind of thing in.
Yeah.
Turn the flash off.
Maybe let's have two zones at the concert, so the non-phone zone,
like a smoking zone.
Yeah,
and a non-smoking.
Exactly.
I really did think about it for a long time, and then I think I settled on, like, yeah, fuck everyone. Man. If that artist,
that sounds right.
I just think that's a little
sounds about right.
If you're putting on the show, if you're Jack White and you're putting on the show, and you say, I want everyone to pay the fuck attention, we'll do the bag trick and see how it goes.
Seems like in the future, the stadiums will just have like a signal blockout.
Yeah,
technology. They'll like EMP your phone.
But I still think
vicinity.
Think that's even worse though, just because. Again,
well, that's
like,
the road we're going.
Yeah, but again, if as long as it's in the in the pouch and it's on you, at least you still will feel like, I better go.
I really feel like I guess I'll get a pager so they can page me if there's a problem.
Your phone would just work
right,
like it is.
I want to know if it's an emergency that I need to leave or not, and I don't know if you know, like Kevin's texting me not knowing I was at the concert. Or if it's an emergency.
If it's an emergency, I think you'd get like eight calls. It'd be blowing up.
You gotta get
that
watch.
But then at that point, it's like, who knows? You know, I just don't want to.
There's both sides of the story.
Bring a dummy phone.
If you had an Apple Watch, you wouldn't be worried right
Well,
now.
Well, I'm telling the sitter.
I've had an extra Apple Watch sitting in a drawer.
But why? I'll take it.
I have not. Would you use it?
Yeah.
I've offered it to Brian. Though.
You know, there are...
Why'd you even offer to me now?
Wait, you haven't given that to him yet?
No.
There's a company... I wish I could remember who they are, but they sell, like, really nice-looking smartwatches on Amazon that look like regular watches. And I kind of don't like the look of the Apple Watch. It looks too, like, sci-fi. Like it looks
like
too
black.
Looks too Star Trek-y to me.
Yeah, I love it.
I like the smartwatch that just looks like a regular watch with like a nice band,
like a round,
circular.
I'm ready to go to the future. Fuck me up with this Jetson shit, dude. When I walk out of my house now, I got that.
Yeah, you're the most futuristic,
dude. I walk in now and I just go, give me the lights at 50%, and they just. This is where we're at.
This guy's too lazy to flip a fucking wall switch.
No, wall switch can't fade the light to 50%, but my voice.
And you tell it to do
probably
that through
cheaper
your watch.
Than a fader.
No, now I got HomePod.
Now you got HomePod.
I don't even have. See, I used to do this to do that, and then it turned into doing this. Now I don't even have to do that.
You just
so
talk.
how lazy can I get in the future?
Well, that's a good question because it can't be much.
Yeah,
better.
Yeah. The next step is thinking it. The next step is to go. Oh, it was dimmer in here. Just thinking that to myself, and then it just does.
Yeah. That's but then you know, every time you pop a boner, the lights will flash really bright. Like the wires will get crossed.
No way. I'm very clear.
You should go.
I'm sure.
When the Apple implant comes out, he's gonna be first in line.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he would be
under the
Apple,
skin.
He's gonna buy the Apple shit.
You know, Apple behind the scenes is working on a lot. Is in a lot of meetings with Zeiss, and a lot of that people believe is about lenses and stuff like that. So I know
Apple glasses.
There are definitely companies at work. It's not just Apple either. There's a lot of companies at work. They want to be the first to have the augmented reality.
Yeah.
You know, hey. In glasses, in regular frames you get from, like, you know, an optometrist, there will be a way to get the electronics in them.
So not Google Glass?
It can display. No, Google Glass failed.
That really did.
That was the perfect example of, you can have the technology, but if it is not something you feel comfortable wearing, socially, you know what I mean? When you put that on, you were a dork.
Yeah, you know? Yes, you were,
and it was like the technology, you know.
But you know, I didn't like it because when I saw someone wearing it, I thought they were recording me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, "You're talking to me, but I don't."
Get ready for that to come back.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're gonna make glasses probably at some point in our lifetimes. There's gonna be glasses just like this that do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's gonna be like, hey, I'm recording.
And that sucks.
That's not me.
That's we've someone gone too else. Far, I think, actually. We don't need that.
Well, they've like, had camera glasses for decades.
I got those Snapchat ones that were pretty cool.
Yeah, I think those have been discontinued now.
They have a big light that really? Those got discontinued?
Well, Snapchat's about to be discontinued after that fucking update.
I think those glasses are being phased out.
Oh.
I've heard, I never really use Snapchat, but this is just what I've heard, that they had an update recently that reformatted the way it is or the way it looks. And it's been, like, disastrous. It's been like, yeah, people are just mass uninstalling this.
Well, and also, Instagram is becoming Snapchat.
Yeah, Instagram has taken over.
Everything that they did.
Yeah, totally.
So. Bum, bum.
Those glasses, though, have such a big, like, you're being recorded.
See, now
like,
that is fine.
Yeah. But
you tape that up. Yeah, tape it up.
The first thing I saw on Amazon was like, yeah, oh, Snapchat covers to cover
and
that.
And honestly,
light up.
I mean, I am being a hypocrite here because if I could wear those glasses and film in public, I would definitely do it.
You can
totally.
So I guess I don't know. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you're right, man. It's just all about if the AR is visible to, like, when I look at your glasses.
Yeah.
Will I see it on your lens, or will it only be for you?
I bet you that will become a legal thing. Where it's like, hey, if you're recording with your glasses, it has to show a red thing. Or it has to, something has to change on your glasses.
But people will just cover it.
People will get around it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to record some crazy shit.
You know,
Kevin pissing.
We are involved in recording people in public. And, you know, it's kind of affected my opinions on all this because there's all this controversy of like, oh, don't record me. Oh, I have a right to privacy. Yeah. Oh, you can't record me. But I feel like if you're out in public, people should be able to record you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between me watching you do something and having a memory of you doing it and me recording you do something
that you can show
and having a video?
That same thing, though. I think that was for your eyes only.
Well, here's the thing. You fucking did it, whatever it was. So is it that you don't want me to be able to tell other people about how stupid you were being? You want to make me seem like a liar because you were so fucked up out in public,
you
know?
It's going to be an interesting world.
The whole thing about, like, recording with glasses just makes me think, like, you say legally you'll have to tell people you're recording, but I feel like, well, if you're out in public, you should just assume that
you're being recorded.
You're being, well, observed.
Or, yeah.
People are watching you. They're probably judging you, and if, that you should, you know, act accordingly.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, when we started this podcast, it was 2006. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 12 years. So in 12 years from now, like, the technology from back then is, like, was nothing. Yeah. Like,
we didn't have fucking iPhones.
Didn't have the iPhone. Yeah, I didn't have the smartphone at all.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
That is nuts. Like, we're going to be fucked in 12 years, guys.
Yeah, but you know what? Or, things get cooler, too.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be better off because you'll be used to it. It'll be gradual, your invasion of privacy.
Keep in mind, though, too, like, even when cell phones were first starting to get cameras, people were going, why do you need a camera on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Why? Ooh, what are you doing? You know, and it's like, we kind of become accustomed to stuff.
Yeah.
Where it just, you know, it's like, yeah, everyone's got cameras on their glasses, you know. What, you know?
You know what? They're going to make one day are visors that hang over your face that will project a different face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling it now.
Don't they do that in Minority Report? Somebody changes their face?
Oh,
or am I thinking of when he changes his eyes?
Like a hologram face.
I want to have a beard today. Yeah, you can just put a beard on yourself.
I've already seen reports of like, you know, facial recognition technology being used in like security cameras. So we can tell like, hey, we've had problems with this person before. So if we see their face, you know, it's going to alert our security system.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's already like facial covers and like just stuff to kind of throw off facial recognition,
dude.
Technology.
Think about the makeup.
That's gonna be a whole industry.
The whole
12
makeup,
years from now.
The makeup and beauty industry is gonna be insane. You could like not have to put your makeup on.
Yeah.
Just throw a visor on. Yep. And it does your whatever tuned in palette you want to choose on your phone. Boop. And then you've got your makeup
it's
face.
Snapchat
to go
filters.
To the,
like,
yes!
Instantly on
it
your
like
face, everyone
smooths
can see it.
Your yeah. lines, whoa. Everything. That's coming for sure.
The
so,
future, we'll just have fish bowls yeah. on our head with dude, holographic projections of the face we want to look like.
AR, you know what I'm thinking about is AR is going to be crazy to where like you're like mapping stuff onto stuff.
Yeah. yeah.
That's going to be cool because then you could like, all right, this is going to get a little.
Hey, ooh, I knew
all
it.
You kids.
You're about to see how Rock Oilers
turn it on.
Seriously, but imagine
the lights
like,
are going brighter in his house right now.
Like you could do it with someone and be like, today I want to do it with, you know.
Don't let him find
poo,
out.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm going to make it
look like that, you know. And hey, let me just get this out of the way. I don't care. Any women do that to me? I don't care. You want me to look like Ryan Gosling? Go nuts. I don't care.
Oh, I thought.
Any port in a storm.
What a hero.
Oh, I thought you were making
Brian's
your
scene. Laughing back there.
I thought you were going to make yourself.
Hey, you want to do it to me?
All you ladies out there, don't worry about it. Hey, I'm not offended, you know.
See.
Nor should you be if I want you to look like Kim Cattrall.
Wow. Just the ladies, huh?
Kim Cattrall. Yeah. Bigoted. Sex in the City.
I don't know. Like, you know. No. Sex in the City. No.
She's
Mannequin.
The old horny one, right?
I'm talking about Mannequin. That was a great film.
Oh. All right.
Remember Mannequin?
Big Trouble in Little China. Kim Cattrall.
Yeah. She had green eyes.
Anyway. That's crazy. I wonder if that will work.
See, I want to make myself Kate Beckinsale. That's what I thought you were doing. I want to then.
You could do that too. You could put the glasses on and look in the mirror and be like, all right, you're, what's another
okay.
odd actress?
All right, wait. You just reminded me of, I saw this.
Reese Witherspoon.
I don't know if this is a fake headline, if it was a joke
Renee
headline.
Zellweger.
I'm going to assume it was true. It said by the year 2025, sex robots will be able to cook and clean. And the person posted it and they're like, sorry, girlfriends, you're obsolete.
What? Whoa,
and
gee,
I'm just thinking.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
I didn't say it.
Well, they
why
should
did
say
you write
it?
It?
I didn't say it.
They said it.
Someone typed it. Yeah.
No, not my thoughts. Their thoughts. But they made an interesting point.
Yeah.
Combined with what you're saying, you have a sex robot. And you can make it look like any celebrity you want using AR.
Yeah. Fuck.
Sex in the future. It's crazy.
It's going to rule. You could be like,
is
hey.
It sex or is it masturbation at that point?
Well, but you know,
that's
like some people,
question,
you know, you're
Jared.
With
no,
your
well,
wife.
It's masturbation is sex
I think
with
it's
yourself.
Masturbation.
Most people who are married hate their wife and they can just, now they can just go, no, I'm not even going to mess with the divorce. Now you're just, you're Melissa Rivers.
Problem solved. our marriage has been saved.
What?
If only you looked like Melissa Rivers the whole time.
Melissa Rivers is just a younger Joan Rivers.
Listen,
you know what you're
I know,
in
I
for?
Was going to say Joan Rivers, but she did.
This conversation is awful.
now you're, I don't know. What's another
if
woman?
That's your preference, though, you got access
hold
to this.
On. Let's think real hard. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Yeah, or... No, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Let's go
that's
historical,
good.
Yeah.
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 Maybe Eleanor. You're a big history buff. You want to make yourself Lincoln, and then she could be Mary Todd.
Yeah.
It'd be like, yeah, I'm way into
yeah,
this.
Yeah, fucking shoot me.
Whoa. I'm Mary Todd.
Maybe that's what Lincoln gets off on because, you know, everyone loved it so much. Or did they hate it? I wasn't alive then.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. By far, my favorite sponsor of all of the ones that we've ever, you know, you're not supposed to play favorites.
Yeah.
When it comes to sponsors, you want to act, say they're all good and they're all, no, this is a better sponsor than any of them. Shop.mega64.com.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one.
Sells the best products on the internet, bar none.
It's good.
And, you know, I'm kind of looking like a Mega64 fanboy today.
You are!
I got to admit, because I'm wearing all this stuff.
Look at that.
I got cold, so I put on the hoodie. This is our hoodie, but it's not on sale right now, so ignore it. But we do have Neuro shirts.
That's on
the
sale.
The Neuro shirt with artwork by Mariel Cartwright herself. She graced us with her presence. We begged, we pleaded, and she said, fine, take this design and leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. The chat's making me crack up. You know,
are they?
They got some funny people in the chat. Lincoln famously came in his pants when he got shot.
Yeah.
Was the quote.
Sic Semper Tyrannis. What do you think that means?
He got so horny when...
Have you ever gotten so horny you yelled Sic Semper Tyrannis at moment?
Fuck,
moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin has. Yeah. Look at how fast. Dude. History buff over here. He's done it.
Yo,
Kevin,
when you hear that in my house, lock the doors.
Anyway.
For better or worse.
I say in my sleep. I had a wet dream when I woke up.
Anyway, this last Friday, we just put up two items that did go up around like last Thanksgiving, but have been gone since.
Mm-hmm.
The Have a Nice Day shirt.
Oh.
And the 18 shirt. You know, celebrating a certain... there was a certain game release this week that this, you know, kind of loosely ties to. We're not going to say what that was.
Android 18.
But no.
Dragon Ball.
Wait, that game comes out after the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Dragon Ball? Yeah.
Wouldn't it be way better if it came out at the beginning of the season?
You're confused of what game we're talking about, Garrett.
Yep.
You're thinking of a different game.
I'm not thinking of the one where you throw the pigskin around.
You're thinking of, no.
You draft your players.
That comes out at the beginning of the football season, like you were saying.
That would make sense.
Yeah, we're talking about the other game that we were referencing in that video.
Very colossal title that came out this year.
Oh, that.
This week.
Oh, yeah. The PS4 got an HD version.
Of a possible game. Well, anyway, check out our store. The 18 shirt and the Have a Nice Day shirt are there. But I do want to remind people that we have the Neuro shirts, too, because some people may not realize those are actually still in stock.
I didn't realize.
I think they're in stock.
They are.
But go there anyway. Check it out. Shop.mega64.com. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. We'll have some new friend dimensions soon. We're still setting up around here, so some things are a little out of whack right now. But there will be a new friend dimension coming very shortly, as well as some gifts for those who have supported us at the best level.
Mm.
And then if you're watching this on Twitch right now, hey, throw us your Twitch Prime subscription. You get a free one every month if you have Amazon Prime. So anyway, go click that button. Throw us a sub. If you got one for the month, and you'll get all kinds of stuff, ad free experience, you get the emoticons, you get all kinds of stuff. So get on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you everybody. I just want to take a minute to describe a great movie experience I had.
Oh, okay.
I was very, very sick, a week or two ago.
This sounds great so far.
Extremely sick. It knocked me out. Yeah, for days. Terrible. I couldn't move. I watched a lot of Dragon Ball Super. Oh, I'm far.
Same here.
That's not what I'm here to talk about. What I want to talk about... Whoops.
I mean, I don't...
See,
I still got it on me.
Because Sean was touching the vine.
I've had it on me.
You were touching it.
He was fucking it up.
It was Garrett!
No.
He was like, that's Saboteur!
He was petting it a minute ago. The footage won't lie.
Well, are you going to fix it, or...?
Yeah.
Nice. That was an easy fix. Anyway.
Perfect.
My family was like, hey, we're going to pick you up. Come over to our house. We'll take care of you. We'll make you, you know, chicken noodle soup, and we're going to get you back to health. Thank you, Mom and Dad. You know, they're so caring.
My mom and Dad would never do that.
So I'm laying down at their house, and they're like, we're going to put a movie on. We want to watch all the Oscar nominees. We have Get Out. Would you be okay with watching that? And I was like, yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of that movie. Yeah, put on Get Out. That'll be great. I had the Blu-ray, so I brought that with them.
Oh, cool.
With me. So I was like, yeah, no, play it. And they were like, okay, do you think this is going to be any good? Do you think we'll enjoy this? And I'm like, I think. What do you guys, do you guys know what it's about? And they were like, yeah, isn't it like awkward comedy? What? Yeah, you know, the girl and she's dating a black guy. So the parents are weird about that. And it's just awkward.
Yeah, basically.
And I'm like, man, you guys are in for a treat.
Get
they
ready.
Didn't know anything about
it. I don't know
movie.
Much more. I don't know
So
anything.
What did they think about it?
Oh, you haven't seen it?
They were dying by the end of it. They were like, that was the best thing I've ever seen. I thought this was just an awkward. They were so just like, they were halfway through the movie going, Rocco, what is this? Is this the right thing?
See,
what
I don't. This? I don't know what it is. Really, either.
Oh, great. Okay.
Well, so I'm going to watch it.
Just watch
but,
it.
But man, they
it's
were.
Just an awkward they, comedy.
They were so awkward. They just thought, you know, did they? Yeah. They thought it was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner 2 or something. But that's all they thought it was. And man, were they blown away. So anyway, that was a really funny situation. Anyway, that's all.
I had a opposite of that movie situation.
Oh, really?
You know, we all got our movie passes.
Yeah.
And I've been using mine.
Yeah.
And me and my girlfriend went out last night. Hey, let's go get a hamburger and let's go see a movie.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So we went to Five Guys.
Yeah. Oh.
Then we signed
get
in
a burger
to our movie
sign
pass.
Sign in to Five Guys.
I, Tonya playing down pass. At the mall.
Oh, I want to see
yeah.
I, Tonya.
Perfect.
Fuck yeah. Burger, I, Tonya. Suck my ass.
Paid for it through the app.
Suck my cock,
you know, it
right
says,
off.
Go
stop saying that.
Go use your movie pass right at the ticket booth. Walked up. Yeah, two for Itanya, you know, 940.
Yeah.
Oh, you're using movie pass, aren't you? Yep. Yeah, that movie's not playing at this theater.
What?
Yep. And I went, wait, what do you mean? it's on the it's on the thing right here. Yeah, you're the 10th person today. At the 6:45 showtime, people kept coming trying to see this here too.
No.
So it was like,
what theater?
Parkway.
Okay.
It was like, all right,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Movie passes
I
fucked
guess,
up.
I guess I won't rely on that app for
yeah,
this
so,
time.
Hey,
I have been.
I want to tell you now, before you leave home to drive to the theater, look up on like a different site, like Fandango.
Good.
Well, that's usually what I do.
Double check.
Yeah, sometimes I do, but sometimes I have relied on that. Though.
I was relying just on the app. Like, it says it's playing there. It let me check in. Let's go see the movie. Not even playing in
the
theater.
I know more than one person that has gotten a message from MoviePass that is like, oh, you tried to use this on a premium ticket experience. You're not allowed to, and we banned you from the service.
What?
Whoa.
And it's like, if you have any problem with MoviePass, you can't. Tech support is not.
Oh, not
you can't
I
talk with
know.
Them. So I know numerous people that are like, yeah, I can't. That's it.
Yeah. So we just
and
went
it tells
home.
you can't sign up for MoviePass again. Like, it'll tell you that.
Wow. We had already checked in to see a movie that wasn't playing.
Yeah.
So we just went home.
So you couldn't use it on a different movie.
No.
Well,
you only get one a day.
No.
Well,
you
can
hit
change.
A button. You can hit a button that says like, oh, it was canceled or something.
Or yeah, it was sold out, or I changed my mind. We could have hit that button, but honestly, there was like nothing else playing.
Yeah. No.
We wanted to see, so I was like, let's just go home.
So you had a fucking burger and just got nothing.
Just the Five Guys. Watched a
burger and a blue ball.
Watched a DVD of Oz when I got home.
It's kind of like Itanya.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you got fucked in one way.
A lot more gay rape than I assume would be in Itanya.
But you haven't seen any. Yeah,
well,
I know. What can you say?
What can you say?
I don't even know how to come back to that statement.
Right?
Other than you are so patriarchal.
You should check out Oz.
Fuck you.
No.
Well, on that note, end big, you know, is what they always say. Rule of comedy, end on a high note. I don't think we're going to top Garrett's last statement.
I think we got some time because we didn't.
We haven't even talked about games.
Yeah, we had some issues at the beginning, so I think we got a little bit of time here.
Well, you want to do an after show or?
No, I think I don't think we're even at an hour.
We're not.
No, we're not.
No.
We started way late.
Mm. I
started at 6:00. I don't know where you guys were.
I was here.
Changing bit rates.
I've been playing the Shadow of the Colossus remaster.
Yeah, me too.
Speak of the devil.
No, I'm sorry. Remake. It is not a remaster.
You got that too?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
A lot of people are using the term remaster. I know, I just did. It is really not. It is a remake. The remake. No, I had to correct myself because I keep reading that and I get mad. It's like it. A remaster, it's like, hey, we cleaned it up. But no, they rebuilt it from the ground up. And I've been playing. It is so funny how I haven't played it. They when they put it on PS3, I was like, yeah, awesome. I didn't play it at all because it was still like, it was fresh enough in my mind still that I didn't feel like I wanted to necessarily.
Yeah.
Now it's been long enough. Now it's been like 12 years, 13 almost, 13 years. And I'm like ready to play that again.
It looks beautiful.
It's stunning. Yeah.
But it's so funny because I first of all, that's the one game I said before. I've never played this game.
Yeah.
I watched the entire
one game.
I watched the entire game be played with my roommate. I never touched it. So it's my first time actually playing the game. And I can't get the controls. I can't get them. Like,
really?
Right. No, I keep jumping off the fucking thing. But
yeah.
Now, like, after knowing everything, I feel so bad killing these fucking things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad about killing this beast. I don't know. I felt terrible.
Oh, because you know how the game ends?
Not even that. Just because, I mean, they're...
Because they're cute?
Even in Zelda, the Hinox, I felt bad. This guy's just fucking sleeping, and I'm going to wake him up by killing him. Yeah. That sucks. Like, I don't know what that is with me. I feel bad about this fucking thing.
You're too sensitive.
I know.
I reloaded GTA 5. God help Los Santos. I will kill everything in sight.
The game runs in 4K. If you have a 4K TV, it runs in 4K HDR. And oh my God, it looks so good. But you know, it remains to be said. Like they've tweaked a lot of stuff. Obviously, it runs a hell of a lot better than it did back on PS2. But I also think we need to get away from, like, people still call this game perfect. It isn't, and it wasn't, never has been. Like, I'm still, they fixed it up. I'm still wrestling with shit. Like, there are times I'm on the Colossus' back, and the camera is, like, up its armpit, and I'm like, nah, like, it can be great without being perfect. It's a great game, but, man, I wrestled with a ton of shit back on the PS2 one. I felt like I was constantly in battle with the camera or whatever. It is better on this, but it still ain't perfect.
Even Last Guardian had a lot of camera.
Oh yeah, all their games, issues. All their games have had issues with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, always a camera with that team.
Yeah.
But that being said, though, like, it's very easily overlookable.
Because oh yeah,
those
it's
games
awesome.
Are so good.
But I was gonna say, it's funny how much sense memory I have. Haven't played that game in 13 years, and haven't been looking at anything. And I got through the first 5 giants in an hour. I mean, just in no time, because it was like, oh yeah, this guy, oh yeah, you know what, oh yeah, lean over, okay, gotcha, okay. Like, I haven't even thought about it, but it's just, so, it's so like muscle memory into me. It's like, okay, yeah, hit me, okay, now I got you. All right, it's like, I'm getting all these trophies because I'm like beating, oh yeah, you beat that Colossus in 1 minute. Okay, you beat that last one.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it just, and then every now and then there's something where it's like, I don't even remember this being in the game, It's like, but
yeah. Now I heard there's a level where you have to crawl up a Colossus's ass.
Nope.
No, you're right.
They all have asses, right? Yeah. All of them. So you could crawl up each of their asses.
Is Rockernaut get to that part? And no, you're like crawling. Oh, you're like crawling in through the shit.
Oh.
Yeah. You're like going through it.
I thought you were just like up the butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Up and then to the lower back.
You
but
destroy
you're going
it from like the inside out.
Bust out like.
I heard that was a new thing.
Who busts out?
Buster. Buster Ooh. Busts loose.
I was thinking of that scene in Guardians of the Galaxy where
you crawl into its anus. Thank you. It's the chat.
Busts it right out.
The chat confirmed it for me. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dustin checks in.
Dustin checks in. Oh, man. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was on that kick. I wanted to play Shadow of the Colossus again so bad, but, I have all these other games that I should have played first, but I couldn't resist. So now I'm not playing. I haven't been playing Dragon Ball. I played a little bit of Dragon Ball, and I still love that. But I haven't played any Monster Hunter.
Oh.
So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I'm still doing
Is that what you were gonna talk
story
about
mode on FighterZ.
No, I got Monster Hunter. I played like an hour of it. I got through like the tutorial and the first kind of big monster. This is my first Monster Hunter game. I've never played one before. I was sold because it's open world.
Right.
I love open world games, but I haven't made an opinion on it yet.
Yeah.
The jury's still out on Monster Hunter World.
Yeah, I don't
for
know.
Me.
As I was telling you before this, I don't know how much I haven't played a lot of it either, so I don't know how much the open world factors into it or if that aspect is going to disappoint you or not. I mean, those games are really hunting stuff, collecting shit to make shit. I mean, that is the whole game. But I don't know if there's a factor that adds to that or changes
it. See, for me, immediately my thoughts about the open world with Monster Hunter, and I know that I've never played one before, so maybe this is par for the course, but you can only, it seems, leave the village when you're on a quest to find a certain monster.
I mean, that's how it was with the old one.
And then
so I don't know what the difference is.
I'm still early in the game, so I don't know how linear those quests are. Can you really, like, explore? Can you do your own thing? Or is it just, like, track down this monster, hunt it, go back, get the next quest?
That's how the old ones were. I don't know. People in the chat are saying it's only open world in that the areas are all connected now.
Okay.
So, I don't know how much that's going to affect stuff.
Before, the areas were kind of small, but connected in like 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, but you couldn't go like from 1 to 6.
Yeah.
Sometimes you could, but it was like a laid out path.
I see.
Because this is just a big open world.
I love a sense of exploration in an open world game where you kind of don't know what you're getting and then you're surprised. Like Zelda, perfect example, like, oh, is that a temple over there? Oh, what are these giant statue things off in the distance? Maybe I'll check that out, but maybe I'll leave that for later.
Maybe it'll not hit kill me, so I'm not strong yet.
Everyone in the chat is saying, yeah, this is not a game you explore.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was, you know...
I thought it was.
I was sold on it, on the open world aspect of it. I'm still going to give it a shot.
Yeah, they're still fun. Those games are
I've never
fun.
Played Monster Hunter, but... okay, not an open world game. Thank you for getting my expectations right in line with.
Yeah, I mean,
I heard it was like an awkward comedy.
just an awkward comedy. The parents are just weird and awkward.
It ain't no Far Cry. You know, I actually saw a trailer for Far Cry 5 today, which looked pretty interesting to me. I might pick that up.
I keep forgetting
next.
That's not out.
Yeah, it's not out.
It's not, right?
I'm seeing like Facebook crazy? Ads and stuff.
Yeah.
What weapon did I choose? I chose the axe, sword, switchblade. The switch axe?
Switch axe. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I used that last game.
I was kind of torn between the switch axe and, like, you know, a gun. Whatever.
My weapon of choice, and people give me shit for this, but my favorite is heavy ass swords. Like you know, the heavy sword where it's like the jaw.
No shield.
And my favorite is like you get like the jawbone of a dragon or something. Yeah, and it takes about 20 minutes to land an attack.
Yeah.
But man, when you do, you smack them fucking silly.
You know,
I like that. That's my thing.
Somebody in the chat said open world games are boring. And Rago, I know you kind of have that sentiment sometimes. Like, for example, let me just say.
Sure.
Recently, I installed a terabyte hard drive, 2 terabyte hard drive on my PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And so I went back and a bunch of games I deleted that I had on disk, I reinstalled. I've been playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto 5 lately. I fucking love Grand Theft Auto 5, but it's super open world. Like, you have these quests, but you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Distracted.
But some people find that to be, like, boring. Like, it's too, you know, like, oh, what am I going to fucking steal a car, drive around, crash it? But I really like that creative freedom to kind of, you know.
Yeah.
For me, I just make my own game out of it. So I steal a fast car and drive over jumps and crash it, go crazy.
Well, now as time goes on, what I realize is because I always had this attitude of I don't like open world, no thanks. But you know what it is for me is as I've played more games and given open world games more of a chance.
Yeah,
I think it is for me. It's not that I hate open world. It's that the world has to engage the shit out of me.
Okay.
And so, like, when, I know it wasn't the most open world, but, like, when Phantom Pain came out, it was like, fuck, I can go anywhere in the world of Metal Gear? Hell yeah, you know. So I was fully engaged in that, with Breath of the Wild.
That's what got me into it.
I just want, you know, that's, I mean, to explore that world is like a fucking dream.
Yeah, that game made me want to play Red Dead. Things I steered clear of.
Yeah.
Because I was too intimidated by the open world.
I want to play Red Dead.
Kind of made me like, oh, you know, you should play these games. It's fucking amazing. So
I think for me, it was that a lot of what I tried were Grand Theft Auto, and I don't like the world in those games. I'm not interested in the city. Yeah. For some reason, I think that was what turned me off.
Yeah. See, I love that there's a stock market in Grand Theft Auto that you can manipulate.
Sure.
There are businesses to buy that... Every single pedestrian you can interact with in some way, you know, you can piss some off. Some of them get intimidated by you. Like, sometimes in Grand Theft Auto, somebody will you'll cut them off. They'll chase you and want to fight you. I'll be like, fuck yeah, dude, I got somebody I want to fight. Sometimes you'll like scare somebody. They'll start running away from you. And I'll be like, ooh, I'm going to go crazy, pursue this person like Jason Voorhees. And I'll just follow them forever. And like, they're running. And I'm just still following them calmly. You know, like, I don't know. Yeah. I have fun like playing with it, seeing what I could do, kind of just exploring the space and testing the rules. Sure. Mafia 3 was a game that was technically open world that I thought sucked. Super boring. Just like going from mission to mission to mission. With if you weren't doing the missions, there wasn't a lot to really explore, I felt like.
Yeah.
You know, Crackdown was like one of the first that I thought did it so good.
I really enjoyed Crackdown.
That first Crackdown, fucking awesome. And then I would say Saints Row the Third had a bitchin' open world.
That one was really good
environment.
Too.
And it kept you doing so much stuff everywhere that it was like, there's always action. GTA 5, I would get a little distracted and then not do any of the story stuff.
Yeah.
Because it was so far away, or I was just distracted racing cars and stealing shit. GTA Online is where I utilized the city way more. Because then it was really no objective, and you're in there with actually other players online and stuff.
I never beat the story in Grand Theft Auto 5, so that's why I'm going back and getting into it now. Yeah. It's a really good story.
My brother loved that game, and you know, I just had, honestly, like, I hated GTA 4. Like, I tried that, and I was like, fuck this. And
you could just toss that tree over.
Later, when I went to 5, when I didn't play a ton of 5, but... You know, for that reason, I played 4, and I tried another one, too, and I didn't care for it. But the little bit I played of 5 was like, hey, that's actually, like, the story's kind of, like, engaging. The
story's rad. The story's bugged. I kind of
wanted to try it some more. But
far in it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I am all in for Red Dead. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, that mm-hmm. The shots they showed just this last time after they gave it a date.
Yeah, I'm watching a lot of Westerns lately, so now I'm into it.
When is that date?
Coming October?
Up? Oh, October.
October 25th.
All right. Yeah.
It sucks for a lot of... It must suck for a lot of developers because they were going to be early... They were early 2018 for all this time. And then, you know what? Never mind. We're going to lock it October. All these developers that with a fall release must have been... God damn it. Right? Like, they must have been so, like...
There's your competition now. You were supposed
to be
Red Dead.
You were supposed to be months from us. Like, what the fuck?
Gosh.
But I don't know. Like, I wonder what's going to be the big shit coming out this fall.
Red Dead.
I mean, other...
That'll be huge.
GTA 6.
We'll find out at E3.
Yep.
Did that Quake game ever come out?
Quake 3?
Or no. Not Quake 3. They're making a new... You know, they made that new Doom... Like last year.
Yeah.
And then they were working on a new Quake, I thought.
Yeah, some kind of multiplayer thing. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
But I don't think that's been out or even like talked about.
Quake Champions.
Like, yeah. Quake Champions.
Well, some people are bringing up Kingdom Hearts 3. Yeah, that'll be big. Assuming that comes out this year.
Oh, yeah. They're showing more of Kingdom Hearts.
They are.
Now, right?
So that probably is coming soon. Like,
I saw some images, some teaser images of like Sora as a monster.
Yeah.
Monster
the Monsters Inc. universe.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Hey, talking more about you guys, have you been playing Dragon Ball FighterZ at all? Are you doing online battles or ranked matches?
No, I've done it twice.
Yeah,
and I could not even block the attacks that were coming at me, and it was just unblocked. Boo! You're dead. Next player. Boo! You're dead. Next player. Boo! You're dead. He perfected me. Like, 1, 2, 3, I'm fucking done.
That's funny.
So all I do is, I mean, even on the PPS last week, we played, and Brian has never played the game before. Well, first round, I was like, I don't want to fucking annihilate him. He hasn't even played it. So I was like taking my time, trying to charge energy, do some supers. Well, he learned the fucking controls, and on the second round, it was that. It was just like, annihilate. I am like so bad at fighting games.
Yeah, I am too.
Me too.
I like playing them, but I'm bad.
I love playing them.
I was having trouble connecting. Like, you go to the middle.
The online has been under
the hub world.
Yeah. Every single time I've tried to get into an online match, I just fucking stand there. My stupid avatar just waits, and nothing happens.
They've had some issues lately, so that's not just you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've been playing a lot of arcade mode, and even like the harder levels aren't arcade mode. I'm getting my ass kicked. So maybe I should stick.
I've been sticking to story, and I'm about to beat the first arc.
Okay.
The superhero arc or whatever. But I'm glad that there's two more story. Like, there's actually three story arcs in that game. So right there, like, there's the content that I'm actually going to play. Because not, I mean, even arcade mode, like, playing with a second player, I'm not really into that either.
I'm just playing against the computer.
Yeah?
And it's getting pretty difficult. Yeah. But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And now that I, as I said, when I was sick, I watched a ton of Dragon Ball Super. And now that I finished the Future Trunks arc, the new Future Trunks arc, man, I was so excited. I was like, wait, is Goku Black in this game? Oh, he is. And now that character didn't care before, and now it's like, oh, playing as him every time. Yeah, Goku Black showing up in these episodes was like, oh, bastard character. So I'm excited. Anyway, yeah. I think that's it.
We good? Okay. Yeah. I didn't ask this time. I was just gonna write it out.
We're just good talking about
Dragon
Ball.
I was gonna write it out. Yeah. Oh, more podcast? Or I was gonna
what?
What? Just got fucking weird. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you all right? Do you have a stroke?
Anybody else smelling burnt toast?
Yeah, what happened to you?
Well, you got green paint on your hands. Were
you eat
finger
something toxic when you left the room just now?
Yeah. Were you huffing?
Yeah.
I know, we're all dirty and covered in, like, sawdust.
We've been working like, black paint on me. And
we've been here since 10, busting ass on the new digs.
We're working on it.
It's coming along.
Yeah, but I am a little out of it, I think, because of it. We've been working, like, so many long hours here that I'm a little...
Verklempt.
A little fucked up.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. But.
So you were looking for us to end the podcast.
I thought we were ending the podcast.
But it's
okay, you know. I
think we're there. We're at the required time.
I just want to say thank you, everyone, for hanging out and watching. And, as Rocco said earlier, check out shop.mega64.com.
Yeah.
Check out our Patreon.
Yep.
Yep.
Check out our Twitch channel and
sub. Well, they're already there, right?
That.
Yeah. Well, can I throw in a plug?
I'll allow it.
Okay. I do want to give a plug. Someone did mention in the chat, so I'll throw a plug, you know, a little shameless plug, to my personal channel, youtube.com/RoccoBodie, because, you know, that's there's stuff on there, too.
Wait,
we all got channels.
I thought you couldn't upload content anymore.
So I want to explain. I want to just say I couldn't say this last week.
Yeah.
I want to let everyone know I have my channel back.
Oh, damn
it. I can upload again, and I will. I'll start today or tomorrow.
Can't wait.
I will say what happened, and I want to actually just end the night on an apology. Mm-hmm. I want to apologize for deceiving everyone watching this, and being deceitful and just being lying to everyone
deceiving.
Watching this. I was told by the officials at YouTube that that my channel was deceptive.
Much like him, I would say.
That was the official word from YouTube, is that my channel was being used.
This is insane.
This is true. To, like, game the system, basically. That I was deceiving fans, and not, you know, my content was deceptive.
I knew it.
It was the official statement. And you may be wondering how, in what way.
Well, yes.
I had the example they gave me was a video I put up a couple years ago.
Uh-oh.
This is not a joke. A video I put up a couple years ago called Leaked Sex Tape. And what it was is, Sean, there was one day Sean was filming a Seaname episode and he was wrestling with Eric.
Like Eric,
came in and just tackled you. And what did I do? I came in the room and started going, world star, world star. And I put it up on YouTube, you know, 2 years ago plus.
Yeah.
Years ago.
You titled it.
I titled it Leaked Sex Tape because I filmed it like that. World star. Oh, I'm uploading this. World star. And that was used as an
example.
They
wanted a real sex tape.
Well, that was used as an example of how I was being deceptive. So, I asked them, should I have uploaded a real sex tape?
There you go.
And so I just want to let everybody know. So I made my amends with YouTube and they said, okay. You know, I told them I'm not trying to game the system. This is my comedy style. I named it something I thought was funny.
Right.
And they went, okay. And so they let me back into my channel. But I want to make it clear here and now, I will no longer be deceptive. If I ever upload a video entitled Leaked Sex Tape or something like that ever again, I will fuck on camera.
Yeah. Whoa!
Wow. It won't be a trick or anything.
I can't wait.
Just to make amends with YouTube, I think that's fair. I will fuck on camera.
Yeah, didn't you get in trouble a few years ago for releasing a Daft Punk video that had nothing to do with Daft Punk?
Yeah. I had a claim on my account because I leaked a Daft Punk album It was an original song by me. where I talked about how being Daft Punk.
You're fucking deceptive.
Did they
bring that up to you at all? It was just a sex tape video.
Nope.
Well, I uploaded recently lost footage from Pulp Fiction, and it was...
That's what I thought. I was like, well, they banned me for this kind of shit, so I thought they were going to have to...
But I think they just thought it was funny. They liked it.
Yeah. Didn't you upload...
I'm sure that's what it was.
Dunstan Checks In, full movie,
I didn't put Dunstan Checks In, which you don't know the name of the ring.
What if someone thinks they're going to watch the movie on YouTube?
But then they're in for a treat.
And that's the discussion I had with YouTube, was like, anything at all could be deceptive.
If you're a fucking
so does every title have to be a word for word description?
YouTube loves me. I've gotten so many Christmas cards and well wishes from them.
What was the response?
Nothing.
What?
They went, yeah, well, we do, you know, do our best to just monitor this stuff. Okay. And they,
yeah. Well,
so anyway.
They are so addicted to sucking the corporate cock over at YouTube.
YouTube loves me. So, I'm going to put it
That's
in.
You.
I'm going to upload real leaked sex tape and see what happens, because I bet nothing. I bet nothing happens to me.
As a fake title or
a
real sex tape?
No, title. Yeah, and
you're under the radar still.
No, not in the radar. They know me and adore me.
Like him, though.
No, not him. Well, thank you for watching, everyone.
If I do release a sex tape, though, it'll probably be, when I say having sex, I mean, obviously,
with yourself.
I mean, that's what you call it, right? Having some sex in the library.
Rocco's never.
Well, that might be deceptive.
That could be.
No,
video
I just
says
did it
you're
again.
You're having sex, but you're just masturbating.
I just did it
band.
Again. Well, is that what else do you call it? You're having some sex in the library. You're having some sex in the in Walmart.
Call it beating your shit.
I know that's another good term.
Yeah.
I caught you having sex, man, dude. If you think that's having sex, I feel sorry for you.
I call it making sausage.
Making.
Yeah.
Making sausage.
Good night.
I call it leaking.
Good night. Please, God, good night.